I knew he couldn't resist. He heard the chatter start.
What a proper goodbye.
You're out of here?
Yeah. I'm going to need probably 8 or 10.
You need 8 to 10 tickets. On
Thursday night.
Okay.
Believe me, there's seats all over the place.
Sold out. It's sold. Pittsburgh Improv sold out, baby.
Also, the cars are facing the wrong.
I told you guys. I told you guys. I told you guys.
No, they won't.
They did.
When?
They ticketed your car.
We park. I saw him park the other way, so I parked the other way, and I said, "Phil's going to come out, and he's going to say, guys, just so you know, your car's facing the opposite direction. They're gonna ticket you. I've seen them ticket you.
I'd love to see him touch my car.
If those fucking dumb pigs come out, I'm going to push them. Phil, this house, we believe in science.
True. If I see blue lives around my car, Phil, I'm going to fucking go off.
Fuck the blue lives.
Down the strips on the rubble.
Trump's a pussy. Phil.
They put the rubble strips?
Phil, Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh.
Told you
oh,
both
that's
things.
So good.
How well do I know that man?
That's so good.
As soon as the red light comes on, he's got to be around the camera.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little glory hound, dude.
We were both like 6 and 7 at the time, and Joan... You know, she was, still hot. And so I'm thinking there's some perverts just watching what's going on here. And I don't know if they're after the girls or after Joan. But and then like a week later, I'd pick up the phone and say, hello, Gillis's. And I'd hear this. Like, yes. And I'd say, and I would swear I'd go nuts. I would
just.
So this went on for like 6 weeks, like once a week. And then one Sunday afternoon, Sarah's girlfriend comes up in a baby stroller, and she's some little overweight Greek kid, all right? So Joan says to me about 3 hours later, will you walk her home, all right? Because she was putting Katie and Sarah, getting them in the baths or whatever. So I said, sure. So I start walking with this kid, and she's got her baby carriage, and we walk, and I take about 10 steps, and I hear this, I go, it's you, isn't it? The kid had asthma. I didn't know it. Every time I answered the phone, I scared her so much she would never say anything, and then I'm swearing at her. And that's what I was saying. Yeah.
That's great.
That's a true story. That poor kid.
Dads love commercials. Ever since the Budweiser Frogs, dads have been... Where's the beef? They love catchphrases.
Completely taken down. Right now, I think their collective mind is on the show Yellowstone for some reason. They all talk about Yellowstone. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, have you seen Yellowstone?
Phil hasn't gotten hit with it yet.
Is he a big TV series head or is he more sports guy?
Although he was on The Wire for a while this past year, which made me very happy.
That's pretty tight.
He liked The Wire.
That was a treat.
It's pretty enjoyable. Did I ever tell you about his shoes?
No, what's he rocking?
He got black and white Air Force Ones.
Oh, you did tell me that. Yeah. Who
he
got
had
him
no
for
idea.
Him again?
I think my sister.
Yeah.
He has no idea what they are.
He's just been rocking.
He's just been wearing them with like light jeans and a tucked in fucking t-shirt. He's been wearing Air Force Ones.
He's been stomping.
No idea. He has no idea.
He's been stomping in his Air Force Ones.
He's stomping, dude. Big ball. Dude.
That's so funny.
He goes to the Elks and he says, give me 2 beers.
Oh God, a bogey. Oh Lord.
This club in my hands. It hurts.
I'll take a 6.
Yeah. There you go, Phil. Phil, you're fired from your job, but fuck it. It was time to retire anyway.
Getting there.
Yeah. It's good to go out getting fired at your age.
Yeah.
Getting fired is funny. For an old man to get fired from his job for doing a Jewish impression on a podcast is fucking hilarious.
I'll take a 6.
Phil, can we talk? We need you to come into the office. You're fired.
Yeah. But it's also extremely accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally everybody be like, oh, you got your ass kicked?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Why would you do that?
That was my dad's claim to fame when he was like, came home the one day and he was like, I was driving through Chester and this fucking little kid told me to go fuck myself. And I was like, that was weird. He's like, oh, yeah, I told him to pull his pants up. And I'm like, oh, okay. So unprovoked, you were
yeah,
like,
he
hey,
tried to fox
pull your fucking pants up. The guy was like, go fuck yourself.
Your dad fake news.
He's like, well, you know, hey, look. Pull your pants up. Hey, pull your fucking pants up.
Oh,
out of a diesel work truck. That guy must have been like, motherfucker.
And I was, they were like, how's your dad doing? And I was like, he's good. He's, he'd lost a lot of weight. That's, you know, whatever. That's in the past now. But that was quick turnaround, dude.
Yeah.
You lost.
I went up a weight class.
You lost. Yeah, you went down. You fought middleweight for a week. And then,
yeah, I was getting beat up, so I went back up.
You went back to heavyweight. But no, I was like, it's good. He's healthy and he's not drinking, which is great. And they were like, we were at the bar with him last night. I was like, that motherfucker.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't have a drink for over 100 and some days.
Whoa!
Yeah.
After my surgery, yeah. Right. Yeah, I didn't even want to drink it. Nothing. But things change.
It's football season.
Yeah, football season. Pretty soon it'll be NBA's coming on. And, yeah. You know.
And then you know, and there's no sports on. What the fuck are we gonna watch?
Well,
that's my problem. Like, if I could take time off of it, I go, oh, I don't even need this. And then I have it one night, and I go, why every single night now?
Yeah.
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 But anyhow.
It sucks.
It's kind of a spectrum on this couch. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
They're attacking my vampires.
True. You were
that
like,
was secret information. I was like, I was working on something.
Yeah, like I'm doing something.
But that started. There was a lot of tension. And then Phil came in from working outside and hit me with the fucking, I just listened to your podcast. It's you and your friend talking about wiping your ass for 20 minutes. You're not allowed to take mom's car anymore.
Damn.
So he hit me with the "you're grounded."
So was that the?
Because the cruise was in the shop.
So you're fighting the greenskins.
So I had to take
you're fighting your dad.
I got the greenskins coming down from the mountains. I just united all the vampiric clans.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
The last thing I need is more stress.
True.
And getting my mom's CRV taken away from me.
True.
I needed my mom's CRV. So as soon as Phil hit me with the, you're not allowed to use your mom's car because all you guys do is talk about wiping asses, the sisters, Slam and Sarah and Fart, were just...
Shit. Now, dude.
It's good. It's good for these people to see it.
True.
But yeah, I had to address Phil for that.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
So did you make it up? Did you guys... How'd you guys...
It wasn't that hard of a beef, but... Everybody wanted it to be.
They tried
the
to,
women in the family were like, oh, they got, they hit me, tried to gas me up. You know what I mean? They're like, damn, Phil just crushed
they're
you.
They're piping up big Phil.
Yeah, they're like, Phil's the fucking man. He just dunked on you. He walked in the room and dunked. He did, though. I mean, hitting me with the, you're not allowed to take your mom's car anymore. It's such a fucking dick move. He knows my car was in the shop, but.
Was he sweaty when he came in and delivered this
sweaty
information?
Tit sweat. He was just cutting the, he was just cutting the lawn.
Oh.
Which I've been volunteering. I've been saying, let me cut the lawn. I enjoy cutting the lawn.
You got to hop on the tractor early one morning.
Phil's been taking it.
You got to hop on the tractor and say, Paul, I got this. You should hop on the tractor and just crash it.
Really?
From that place.
Velvet Tacos.
Yeah, that fucking tiki, whatever, masala. How do you say it?
Tiki masala.
Yeah. Is that how you say it? Chicken masala?
Yeah. It just started,
tiki?
It just reminded me of my mom. Yeah. What was that? Tiki masala. Yeah.
True. This is how it happens.
I know.
You do become... Phil just guesses words.
You see two K's in a row in a word and just
tiki
pass
masala.
Out.
Like, whatever, that Indian shit.
Cheeky masala.
Cheeky time. Ricky cheeky tatties. Ricky cheeky takis. Dude, that is so good.
Yeah, I was looking for him. I didn't see him. I saw
Phil acts like he's not like a glory hound. He's
I'm
a complete glory hound.
No, we
you,
had.
You guys have a lot in common as
no,
far
my,
as.
No, my friend set us up with great seats right behind the Notre Dame bench. On the 40-45 yard line. Man. We were three rows from the wall.
Yeah, Phil texts me, he goes, let them know I'm here.
Let the world
well,
let them know.
They're nice guys.
I can't wait to go upstairs and tell my mom.
He pooped?
She fucking hates Tibble.
Dude,
she's
I'm
been trying to kill this cat.
Oh, my dude, this thing.
Phil
be...
keeps him alive because Phil comes home, has a couple beers on the recliner.
Mess with him?
Tibble's his buddy.
Yeah, man, this thing would be dead.
Yeah.
This thing would be dead in the
yeah,
customer house.
Phil has a soft spot for cats.
My dad has it for dogs. He does the same thing. Like, get this goddamn
well,
thing out of here.
You can never kill a dog. That'd be bad.
It would be fucked up.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Cats are much easier to kill.
For sure. But a dog, you can take
a
him.
Dog's your friend.
It is your buddy.
This thing, Tibble doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Not at all.
And then the next day I came in, I wore a t-shirt that had jizz on it. Dude. I go into work out. I take my hoodie off. The shirt clearly has jizz on the side.
Yeah. Try.
And I was like, by the way, this isn't cum. Like, just, and he was like, what is it? And I was like, it's definitely cum, dude. He was like, what? This is crazy.
This guy's sick of your shit, eh?
No, he's the man. But yeah, the day after I told him my dick came out when I was bench pressing.
Yeah, he thinks you're trying to fuck him, dude.
The next day I came in with a cum tribute on my shirt. Took a cum walk at the gym.
Oh my God.
In outer space.
Dude, it was wicked, man. She's like, how many drinks do you have? I was like, there's like three drinks. Four, I don't know. That, I started hitting it with the ABV.
You hit it with the Phil Gillis, man.
I had fucking two drinks. What the hell?
I know you did. I watched you have six. What are you, a fucking woman? Shut up.
I was fully being like, it was the Down East holiday. I was like, they had like cinnamon and nutmeg. I was like, it was like 6.4. Nice. It was like 6.4. I was like, then they had local wine. I didn't want to try the wine. It was local wine. I was like, it was right from around the corner. It was good.
I go with Phil to the bar, his bar. And it's always nice. It's always a nice time. It's a nice bonding. Me and Phil don't hang out that. But then as soon as we get home, my mom's always like, how did you get home? Did you drive? And he's like, I had two beers. And I'm like, nah, Dad, I saw you have six. And he's like, God damn it, shut up. You're like a woman. That's what he always hits me with.
Yeah, I was turned, bro.
This is Jones.
Okay. But again, they're going to hear this.
Well, they can hear it. So she and Shane are going after each other on the political stuff, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, this is after like 3 or 4 hours of drinking. And this is 3 or 4 hours after the Thanksgiving meal. And Shane is arguing with her, talking. And all of a sudden, he starts talking like Trump. And she's like a dog. Like, she turns her head like she's trying to understand. Like, is this really Trump talking? Like, she's all screwed up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun to argue with her as Trump while she was hammered on wine.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, oh. Shut up. I'm going to get a little quiet piggy at Thanksgiving. At the table. At the table, quiet piggy. That'll be chaos.
I'm both.
True.
The man and the kid I hate, the child I hate that's upstairs playing Greenskins versus Draculas.
How fun was that, though?
It's so fun. Greenskins versus Draculas?
Yeah. What's your dad say about your video game
playing? He doesn't know, dude.
He doesn't know?
You think I'm going to let Phil see me playing Dracula?
I'm going to text him.
Dude.
What would he say if he walked in on you doing the Greenskins versus the Draculas?
He would be upset, dude, because I put it in my room. I'm laying on my bed playing it.
Oh.
He would walk in and see me laying on my belly on a computer with feet in the air, kicking. He'd see me, and I'd have to, and I'm facing the wall, so the door would be behind me. So he'd open it, and I'd have to be like, get out of here, Dad! Look, this is also
all be up in your
shorts
thighs.
Are all the way up. I'm like, Dad, get the fuck out. He's like, it's dinner. I'm like, I'm not ready yet.
He can see your
I
balls.
Told you I didn't want any.
Go down on women. He reads it.
Jesus.
What?
And Phil, do you need instructions?
Well, I don't want to be a part of this at all.
What do you mean?
Now, hold on. Enough. Yeah. Let's not talk about it.
Is Phil saying he's a natural?
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on a second.
Shut the fuck up. Your dad eats pussy.
Father and son here.
Ass up, dude.
I don't know.
Your dad
eats
pussy ass up for sure.
I don't think so.
Phil,
I don't think so.
Phil does
my
not.
My dad would go, what the hell are you talking about? He would be like, who needs a book?
I bet he would. Any single guy around is going, ew, you read a book? The book. Now the worst is the red lighting.
Hold on a second.
He has lighting. Phil, he changes his bedroom lighting to red.
Okay, hold on a second.
On his phone, he goes, Alexa, make it Chinatown.
Hold on, hang on.
Chinatown.
No, hold on. Now,
is that fucking nuts?
Breathe it, heavy. Hold on a second.
Behind the shower down the street.
But they had this dog, this little schnauzer, and I hated that dog. His name was Otto. And whenever I walked in that room, it would just come up and start biting my feet. And they would put like me in like sort of a staging area, like a waiting area for them to come down the steps or whatever. And I would hear that dog's toenails running towards me. And then at the end, he became blind. So as he's getting real close, I would shut the pocket door and just hear his face hitting the door. and it was just, I would just sit in there and laugh. I thought it was great because that dog tormented me for years. Yeah. And finally, at the end, I got back to him.
Yeah. There you go. You got revenge on a schnauzer.
Yeah, it was good. Hell yeah. Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys started dating in sixth grade?
No. When I met
okay.
your mother in sixth grade.
That's good
Were
stuff.
You in the friend zone for a while?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get out of the friend
you
zone?
You get married. That's how you get out of it.
Then you're done being friends. Yeah. Now you don't even
yeah. Really? That's how you get out of it? No, I'm just kidding about that. To some degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gerben, is that good advice?
No. Not applicable. I wouldn't say it's bad advice.
You don't want to hurt a blind dog? That's Phil's advice. You go, what are your advice for dating? Yeah, I used to fuck with this dog. All right.
Yeah. So.
No, but you're out there. You're on the apps.
I'm on an app.
Okay.
And yeah, it's.
It's going well for you.
It's going well insofar as I get dates now.
Yeah.
Which is the really sad and upsetting thing about this is like I was on the apps, I don't know, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Nothing was dry.
Absolutely nobody would go on me.
Well, now they know you're funny.
I guess.
That's the tough part about it. When you look like us and you get on a dating app.
Yeah. It's just ooh. Immediate.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I tried a dating app for like 24 hours once. It was the most depressing.
Crushes your soul.
Because I downloaded it because I was going through a breakup, and I was like, I'll show her. Zero for 24 hours. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of women understand that that's men's experience on dating sites, which is zero.
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend, she was like, all the guys on here are weird. I'm like, try zero girls.
Yeah. That's way worse.
Yeah.
I'd rather get somebody DMing me like, I'll show you my dick, you bitch. Fuck you. That's at least something. You get so you feel something.
Getting a reaction.
Yeah, yes. This you get on there, you look like us, you get on a dating app, it's nothing.
No. So
and then you get picky, which is very funny. You're getting zero and you're sitting there going, fucking Yeah, right. We go, oh, a 10. She's going to like me.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not.
So now at least I'm getting dates. So I'm out there and, you know, getting to take people out. And
you're getting into line dancing.
Yeah. I'm getting into line dancing. I'm really into that. That's there's a the place by us. No, I shouldn't.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What is that?
Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it.
They're going to be there now.
Who?
The weird guys.
I think they're there anyway.
The weird guys are going to be there waiting for you to line dance.
They're already okay. there. They've always been there.
All right.
That's on you.
Well, then we'll keep the name out of it, even though.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to find. It's going to be real hard to find line
dance. This is a great place. Everybody there is so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bartenders are great. The bouncers. And you know, they're big fans of tires, so. They're all coming, like, showing me how to do moves.
Yeah. Which also, for the record, I have nothing but support for the weird guys.
Of course.
I don't want you to, yeah.
No,
yeah.
no, of
nothing
course.
Nothing but support for the weird guys.
But.
We're weird.
Yeah, so I got cowboy boots. I just went all in.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I just want you to know how much this sucks.
I know you hate it.
I actually don't hate it as much as you'd think.
Well.
I don't like that you're practicing line dancing in the office at Tires.
So that did happen.
That
I was telling Joan that because I'm typically cold.
Of course, my mom loves it.
Yeah, because she's
like, oh, that's so nice.
She's a good soul, and like you know. So typically, I run really cold. And the other day, we were getting lunch, and Chris is all bundled up, and I was in a t-shirt. And I was like, "Why are you bundled up?" And then I was like, "Oh." You of course caught that.
The door was closed.
What were you doing? Why is your blood flowing? What were you doing?
Working on this move in the boot scoot boogie where like you can kind of, when you make a turn, you hop up and click your heels.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is what I really like about line dancing, which is the improvisational aspect of it. Once you get down.
You can be creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that too.
You like the boot scoot and boogie.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Cotton Eye Joe.
That's a good one. That is a fucking great song.
But it's frowned upon by the line dancing community, Cotton Eye Joe.
Because it's so simple.
Or, yeah, I think it's probably just, it's like hack, right?
I would imagine it's hack.
Yeah.
Well.
They probably have deep cuts in there. They're like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I suppose, but
you got to come to Austin, dude.
You got to start with Cotton Eye Joe.
That's all they're doing down there.
I've heard. And
you can get down there and cut a rug, find a nice Southern belle.
Yeah, I would love a Southern
Texas babe.
Yeah,
she'll kiss you.
Okay.
Phil, you don't know anything about this guy. He's a sexual.
But, well, no, of course I'm a sexual pervert. But that's a thing that I also had to get over. Is like you really are. You're meant to kiss on the first date.
What do you mean?
That's like a thing that you're sort of supposed to do
on a first date. You kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're the guy, you don't go for that. It's kind of seen as like lack of interest and lack of confidence. So that was something I had to get over.
So even if you had one you really didn't want to kiss, you'd still go through with it?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Oh.
But, you know, I go on these FaceTime dates beforehand.
This is the thing that bothers me.
I don't know why it bothers you.
I just didn't mean to yell at you that much right now. No,
it's
totally fine. I get real sad about how the informality or the formality of online dating.
Yeah.
It makes me sad that there's no like
kismet.
It's just like, okay, and then we FaceTime and we talk to each other and then we say, hey, I'd like to meet at this time and we'll see if we like each other. I don't know.
You got to do the FaceTime thing though, because otherwise you're going out, you're shelling out date money all over the place. You need to call time with people.
Boy's rich as hell.
Dude.
Boots and boogies, big shot.
But,
he's got a big belt buckle with diamonds on it.
I don't have a big belt buckle.
Do they have a private parking space for you or anything?
They do not have a private space. Why would you even say that around me? The FaceTime date works because then you very quickly can determine, is this person lying via their pictures? And then also, are they weird? And so it just saves a whole bunch of like, I would hate to have to be on a date and instantly know you don't want to be there and then have to like have the full drink and be like, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of fun though.
Yeah, I'd love to be on just a horrendous date that I knew.
And then you exit.
I'd fucking, you know, man.
Stick around.
I know. We're going to be here till 3. I know the bartenders, they're going to stay open. We're going to be here till 4. Then you try to get an Uber out of fucking the Harrisburg Comedy Zone. Fuck, 45 minutes. We got to stay. Yeah, that's, I don't envy the online dating.
It's not great. I do hope to, I mean, I shouldn't say it's not great. Like, I've already met.
Sure.
I would like to meet in person, and I need to get a little more comfortable.
Where do you even do that?
That's line dancing.
Line dancing, maybe?
Right?
Yeah.
Your country club?
Yep. Well, it's just all guys.
It's just all Jewish men.
Is it all Jewish men?
It's not Jewish. It was originally Jewish.
Mother-daughter interactions or anything like that?
I've had none of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's just...
Keep your eyes open. You're out there.
It's just Jewish men.
Is there a pool?
There's a pool.
That's where you
hang out at the pool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You got to take a lap around the pool after one of your after a round of golf.
After a round of Jewish golf.
Well, you would say it's not Jewish now. They don't. It just at the time because
when I was there, there was a big Star of David on the wall.
Was there?
In the window. It was like a wreath.
Well,
for the pro shop.
Oh,
which is great.
Yeah, I think they do all the.
I only saw a Star of David.
Oh, they got a Christmas tree.
Well, they should understand that Christ is king.
But it is interesting because it started off as a Jewish only. So all the older
Jewish
guys.
Only?
Yeah, oh yeah.
God damn.
Because they couldn't get into the other ones in the area.
Yeah, so they had to start their own.
They started their own.
Sure. That's very common.
Yeah. And then, so, Glenn, what do you got?
Nothing.
Okay, what do you got?
I got nothing.
All right. Got something. But it's just the older guys are all very Jewish.
Yeah. How can you tell?
Their voices.
What do they sound like? Oh, God, a bogey. Oh, Lord.
This club in my hands. It hurts.
I'll take a 6.
Yeah. There you go, Phil. You're fired from your job, but fuck it. It was time to retire anyway.
Getting there.
Yeah.
It's good to go out getting fired at your age.
Yeah.
Getting fired is funny. For an old man to get fired from his job for doing a Jewish impression on a podcast is fucking hilarious.
I'll take a 6.
Phil, can we talk? We need you to come into the office. You're fired.
Yeah. But it's also extremely accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about your Thanksgiving? You were talking a little bit about your some of your participants.
No.
Oh, well, I don't want to throw anybody.
Phil, you're nuts on here.
What?
You're crazy on here.
Well, yeah, no.
No, you. It's, I mean, you can.
I'd prefer not to.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, you better not.
I'm happy to throw myself under the bus for anything.
No. That's one.
Wow.
Of those.
Yeah.
No, that should be off limits.
Hopefully, we get some of that though. I'd love some political fighting at Thanksgiving.
Well, we got the participants.
I'm down to do it. I love
it.
I love it.
Yep.
We'll get you going, and then
we get both sides.
We do have a nice mix.
Yep.
I like though, but everyone drinks, so everyone really gets out of pocket at night.
Okay.
I had a nice battle with my uncle and my aunt 1 year. It was wonderful.
But it feels like everybody would be very communicative. Like, it wouldn't be passive aggressive; it would just be aggressive.
Well, it's just it's pretty aggressive.
What happened is, this is Jones.
Okay. But again, they're going to hear that.
Well, they can hear it. But so she and Shane are going after each other on the political stuff, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, this is after like 3 or 4 hours of drinking, and this is 3 or 4 hours after the Thanksgiving meal. And Shane is arguing with her, talking, and all of a sudden he starts talking like Trump. And she's like a dog. Like, she turns her head, like she's trying to understand, like, is this really Trump talking? Like, she's all screwed up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun to argue with her as Trump while she was hammered on wine.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, oh. Shut up. I'm going to get a little quiet piggy at Thanksgiving. At the table, quiet piggy. That'll be chaos.
You should gamify it. You should just have like little cards around the house.
Yeah.
Just hot button issues.
Yeah. I'll find it myself and go, oh, yeah. Ukraine. You love
the bottom
that.
Of every glass is just.
That'd be nice. Me and Chris got in. We had a nice political debate again. Same one. Yeah.
That's
what we do. We go out, we hang out for hours. Yep. And then a fifth hour in, we go, you suck. And I just have a political debate about illegal immigration for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we were with the other writers on the show on tires. Yeah. And like he was, I don't even want to say what you said to me. It was so hurtful. He went low.
But you came
and
back.
I went high.
You came back.
I went back with, I'll beat the fuck out of you. Obviously, I would never hit him, and he knows that. But the people we're with were all like, oh my God. Yeah, what are these guys
take
doing?
A smoke
I was like, you say some shit like that to me, I'll fucking punch you in the fucking mouth, dude. The whole staff left. They were
all just a bunch of drunk guys are like, Shane.
That's been tough, trying to have like fucking heart to hearts with people.
Yeah.
Someone just comes out and is like, dude, what's up? I'm like, what's up, man? I'm good.
Yeah. We also didn't even notice that they left. I feel like we were arguing for like 21 minutes. Like, where'd everybody go?
Yeah, they fucking left. Fucking losers. They don't want to have fun like us.
I was saying, I truly think I understand what like hot women go through now, given my daily experience. Like, when we go out, I don't know how Shane takes it. Not that, again, it's not that...
They're all staring at my jugs.
It's not that I'm not, like, unbelievably grateful for people to be fans of the show and all that and want to like, meet and take pictures. But then once they get to a level of intoxication, they just, like, don't leave you.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen the squad we assembled at Ryan's.
I'm sure.
Oh, they're right here. We had a rough squad.
Yeah.
It was a girl.
Okay.
So they're the ones that are like, this is a problem.
Okay.
Like a guy, you can be like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
If they're like hammered and being like rude. This was a girl that was just like, kept taking her phone out and sticking it in my face and just like, come on, make a fucking TikTok with me. And I was like, you got to stop. And then Chris kept taking her phone and dropping it in the other booth. And she's like, ah.
Oh, man.
I was like, Chris, stop.
That is, the women are sometimes the most aggressive. Like the one that was.
They love pretending they don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
You know?
But anyway, it's just something that you get that experience of like when I was working out at the gym, which I had to stop doing because just like guys would come up.
Guys, yeah.
We're in a conversation I can't get out of.
Yeah.
You know.
You're equating that to being a hot chick.
If you go to a bar and having everybody.
Everybody in your face and whatever.
But no, hot chicks are, they got it worse. It's 100% the whole time.
Right.
All the time. Outside of the bar.
Right.
Walking down the street, and your friend's dad is going, You hit 13 and a guy's fucking staring at your tits.
Right.
That's weird.
It's just a totally different.